Hey, school success makers. Welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and today we're going to do something new that we've actually never done before. We're going to try it out and see how it goes. We kind of finished our mini series while we were going through things that you guys can do to help with enrollment, since we're obviously right in the middle of enrollment season. But then we've had some just great episodes in the past, and we've had over 100 episodes for the School Success Podcast, which is just awesome. So many great people, great interviews, and just great things that I've learned, and I know you guys have learned as well. So we're going to try something. We're going to do some episodes with just highlights of the different things we've learned from the different guests we've had on, and we're going to kind of piece a few of them together for each week, so you guys can kind of get a recap of some of the biggest takeaways, the biggest moments that we've had on the podcast. So that's what we're going to do. So a little different, but I hope you guys enjoy and get some little nuggets from the episodes that you can, again, as always, take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. So please enjoy this week's highlights and episodes from past episodes on the School Success Podcast. Enjoy.
The financial side of our school is so incredibly important to our long-term sustainability. We need to figure out how to create some margin for training. The large majority of board members come from business world, and they get that. When you put it in their terms and when you say, I'm trying to make sure we're sustainable long-term and we've got to free up professional development dollars to train our administrators well in the money areas of our school, most board members will say, absolutely, we need to do that.
And so what we've looked at is how can we bring necessary training to current heads of school? But oftentimes, the person who ends up being the head of a Christian school was at one time a fantastic classroom teacher. And so now they've been moved out of the arena where they're really competent, qualified, passionate, and now they're responsible for running a small business. And what made you a great classroom teacher are not the same skills that will make you a great small business manager. And so oftentimes in the areas of donor development, they don't have a lot of experience in that. They've been classroom teachers. Marketing and enrollment, how do you market your school? Strategic planning, where are you going in the next 5 years and what's your plan to get there? Culture building and people management. How are you finding good teachers and how do you hold on to them when typically in Christian schools, in education generally, the paycheck is not the catalyst that holds them. In Christian schools, it's the culture that you build more so than the paycheck that keeps good teachers teaching and in step with their mission.
One of the biggest pet peeves I had when I was a head of school was I would go to conferences and people would say, you've got to look at alternative revenue streams. You got to look at alternative revenue streams. What are you doing to create alternative revenue streams? But nobody ever gave us a practical example of what that was. They would all just talk about it. And it was like, okay, so what is that? And how do we get it? And we never heard practical examples. So I like to go in and help schools think through, what are those practical examples for us? Because every school is going to have a different answer to that question.
Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there, and I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show.
One of the cool things about this mission is we don't charge anything for any of our resources. There's no subscription that you have to pay for readlion.com. There's no money that you have to pay to come to our training, other than we believe you need to be invested enough in your own professional development to get there on your dime. But we cover the expenses. And then with Schoolbox, we cover, you know, we built the platform, we put the roadmap together, we pay the mentor. There's no cost for anyone to use it at all. So it's kind of a neat, it's a neat mission. It's certainly unique.
If the school engages the community well and creates really good additional revenue streams, then we don't have to increase tuition as much. Because we have this alternative revenue stream coming in, and we can say, okay, we needed to raise another $100,000 this year. Well, this church is actually renting our space every weekend, and it generates $96,000 a year. We don't have to raise tuition this year because the amount we needed to raise, we're actually getting over here in this other option. When you communicate that to families and they see that your engagement of the community actually benefited them in a kind of proxy way, families really appreciate that. And it builds a lot of buy-in and investment.
Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at ClassReach.com. That's ClassReach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students, grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, ClassReach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show.
With startups, it's finding the right people that are willing to invest their time and invest their talents and invest their treasure in let's launch this new school that's never existed before. And then, you know, as a result of that, once you put the team together, then about everything else with God in the middle of it can be resolved.
My goal when I work with a school is I want them to walk away feeling like they can be proud of what they do and just talk about it in every avenue they can. Because in the, I run into people, you know, the phrase value proposition floated around, you know, it was the buzzword a couple of years ago. Everybody talked about, you've got to have your value proposition. At its core, all your value proposition is just actively telling people what you do well and why it matters.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that recap of some of the past episodes we've had on the podcast. And as always, I'm just hoping that you guys can take at least one thing away from any of these episodes that you can take back to your school to make your school better than it is right now. There are so many great things inside of these podcast episodes that we're hoping you guys can take back and use. So if you need to, go back and scan through some of the episodes. You can read through them and see some of the different people we've interviewed, the topics that we've talked about, and maybe you can grab something from there that maybe you're currently in the middle of or you're going through or you just wanted some extra help or guidance on. Great way to kind of scan back through and look at the podcast, but hoping you guys kind of enjoy these kind of quick recap episodes. And as always, I've mentioned it before, we have three great free resources for you guys to check out. The first one, of course, is what you're listening to right now. It is the podcast. It's free weekly episodes coming out that we want you guys to make sure you're chiming into and listening to and soaking in. The second one, we have a great Facebook community that we want you guys to make sure you're a part of, completely free. And it's called School Success Makers. So if you're on Facebook, go join in there. I'm personally in there. Love to see you in there as well. Or you can ask questions, connect with some different school leaders that are in there from all over the world. And then the last and third one of all of that is our School Success Report, which you can sign up for on our website currently, schoolsuccessmakers.com. In the top right-hand corner, you can click the button School Success Report. And it is a weekly email that will go out, just kind of going over different articles that our team has written, highlighting some teachers, giving some articles and ideas that we have come across that we want to make sure you guys are seeing as well. So make sure you're getting that every week. Some great content that the team has prepared so we can put it out there for you guys to check out. And as always, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas, we want to hear from those and we want to hear from you with those. So please contact us through our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com, and let us know those so we can better serve you guys. And yeah, we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back here next week with another awesome episode as usual on the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.